All right, let's get to the agenda from the Board of Commissioners once again from yesterday. We'll start first. Anything, citizens' comments?
We did have some people present, and yesterday it was just all county officials there. There are some concerns arising with a couple different COVID cases popping up there, and you know how we might maintain the efficiency in the offices there and still be able to provide services across the board to the general public. And you know, I think pretty much everybody in town's dealt with this at some point in time. I know it's went through the city offices, and I'm certainly certain that some of the banks have probably dealt with this and different businesses around. And it's just, all we can really do is just be conscientious of what we're doing, you know, and practice all the guidelines that are being put out there and try to keep everybody as healthy as we can, because certainly we still need to provide services through the courthouse that are necessary. So really at this point in time, just stress that. I believe we are going to extend, just for our own employees, the extension on the paid sick leave there for a couple, 3 months here. I believe here in a couple weeks at our next meeting, we'll actually set an extension that we choose to do personally in our business. But, you know, those guidelines or those recommendations expired as of December 31st, and that was one of the key questions. You know, how do we go about paying the employees for that missed time? So we're going to certainly view that and extend those schedules a little bit. But we're going to continue to do business, and it's going to be definitely recommended that people wear masks when they're going into the different offices across the board, so we can try to keep everybody safe.
Next, anything else in the citizens' comments?
We had Dawson Brunswick. He sat in on the meeting. He didn't have anything to address the board on, but certainly welcomed him and was glad to have him sitting in and just watching us take care of business. So.
Review minutes from previous meetings, accounts payable claims.
Yeah, and that's pretty normal business there. Obviously, second Monday of the month when we pay the bulk of the claims that are submitted, so there were some claims to review there. So,
Treasurer Sue Wesch on a motor vehicle exemption.
At 9:15, our first agenda item then was the board equalization matter. Obviously, at this point in time, we hadn't reorganized yet, so I did recess the board meeting and turn it over to Kayla Richards, the vice chair of the Board of Equalization. January is a big month for motor vehicle exemption applications, and yesterday Sue had 11 different renewals for us. Of those 11 renewals, it consisted of approximately 51 vehicles. Community Hospital, Hillcrest, Memorial United Methodist Church, Community Action Group, Cornerstone Fellowship, Peace Lutheran Church, St. Patrick's Church, Southwest Area Training Services, McCook Christian Church, and the Humane Society were the different groups that were involved. And obviously, in this process, they all either have to meet one of three categories, either educational, charitable, or religious. And obviously, these just being renewals, they did meet all one of those categories in each case, so we went ahead and approved those. So.
Then the Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened after that, and the annual call to order by you and moving to elected chairman to run the meeting, and the election of officers too, right?
Yeah, this was a really busy part of the meeting, and obviously every year when we go through the reorganization process, it does take quite a bit of time. So kicking it off yesterday, at that point in time, we had to elect a chairman to run the meeting pro tem. So Tammy Teal, the county clerk, was nominated to do that. Just briefly, at that point in time, Kayla Richards then did motion to have myself, Earl McNutt, remain as chairman of the Board of Commissioners. It was seconded, and then the meeting was turned back over to myself to carry on the duties. Continuing on, then we needed a vice chair. Kayla Richards will serve as the vice chair of the Board of Commissioners this coming year. Next was the Board of Equalization. Kayla Richards will be the chair of the Board of Equalization. I, Earl McNutt, will be the vice chairman. Next was Noxious Weed Control Authority. I will once again remain as chairman of the Noxious Weed Control Authority. Randy Dean will be the vice chairman of this committee. Then come to the part of it where we discussed all the different boards that we appoint ourselves to represent the county on. There's quite a few different ones. In the past, I have sat on the Southwest Nebraska Public Health Department, also the Reward Board of Directors, which is the grant writer group, the Fair Board, and the County Health Board. And after much discussion, I will continue to represent the Board of Commissioners on those four different committees there. Next, for Randy Dean, obviously, we've had a lot of discussion on the things last week and continued discussion yesterday. He obviously is on the Hillcrest Board of Trustees, so we had to swap some things around there. He will now represent us as far as the Planning Commission, the E911 Committee, the RC&D Board, the Region 2 Governing Board, and the City-County Cooperation Board. And then wrapping it up, Kayla Richards, once again, after the chair and vice chair positions, she will represent us. She will be the liaison for the board to the Hillcrest Nursing Home Board, the County Visitors Board, the Veterans Service Committee, and the Work Ethic Camp Involvement Committee. Still, some questions arise with that Hillcrest appointment, and Randy was certainly questioning why we have to appoint a board member when he's already there as a trustee, and it's plain and simple, it's in their bylaws that must be a case. So moving forward, they certainly will have to advertise or notice of meeting that they will have to advertise that there will be a quorum of the Board of Commissioners present at those meetings. So does throw a little glitch in there, but certainly we're going to make it work out and move forward there. And then once we got done with the actual board appointments, we had several other appointments that needed to be made. The first was naming a county road superintendent. We continued our agreement with Miller & Associates to be the county road superintendent for 2021. They're paid $500 a month. It's basically a reimbursement from the state for an incentive payment on a part-time county road superintendent. That grand total, obviously, $6,000. Next, we reappointed Alan Kochwire as emergency manager for Red Willow County for 2021. Over the years, we've always had the sheriff be the acting emergency manager, and certainly no changes there. Next, a number of newer employees. We reappointed Giles Bowman as the fair manager for 2021, reappointed Mike Simmons as the veteran service officer for 2021, reappointed Josh Mullen as the noxious weed superintendent for 2021, and then finally Brandy Bird as the Red Willow County Health Director for 2021. Once we wrapped up those, we then had to name a newspaper, an official county newspaper. McCook Gazette's been the paper of circulation for many years. It's been named. Once again, we designated McCook Gazette as the official county newspaper and then stated the Red Willow County website as an additional method of providing notice for meetings. The next item was adopting a resolution. This resolution was 1412, Book 23, Page 1. This is naming the different banks in Red Willow County that we designate as depositories for the calendar year 2021, just allowing us the ability to have funds in these different institutions. The next item then was reappointing courthouse employees to two different committees, the Personnel Committee and Safety Committees. And then finally, wrapping it up, was renewing a contract with County Tourism Director Carol Slagle. That amount of her contract is $40,000 a year, and obviously paid in monthly sums of $3,333 per month over the calendar year. So everybody was glad to wrap up that piece of the meeting, as it does obviously take quite a bit of time to just discuss and go through the different procedures.
It's something you do at the start of every year, don't you?
Absolutely. Been around long enough to know that that's just part of the process, part of county government in general, and certainly got it taken care of and ready to move forward.
Ben Carroll stuck around for a Visitors Bureau Director annual report.
This is correct. Once again, then at 10 o'clock, we had Carol Slagle, Visitors Bureau Director, for a report. As we all know, and it's just like a broken record, this COVID thing over the past year, 2020, obviously tourism was greatly affected by it, just as well as many other things. Just made everything move in a very slow motion. Revenue obviously was down, not nearly as bad as some areas. Carol did relate to the fact that some larger areas seen a 30% drop in revenue. Luckily, in Red Willow County, we only seen somewhere around a 3% drop, but still an effect there in the overall income that come in. One of the things that was greatly affected, obviously, was the prairie chicken tours last spring. She had 10 tours scheduled, and out of those 10, there's only 3 of them that actually took place. But the positive thing is she is starting to receive calls and wanting to get some new contracts in place for this upcoming year. She continues to work, obviously, with the 6 counties in our southwest area. And one of the new things that she's promoting is a birding challenge. So we'll have more information coming out on that. And certainly a very good report from Carol. And as always, just commended her on the efforts that she certainly provides.
Respond to Auditor Donald D. Wilson's letter of assessment for fiscal year 2019-2020.
And that's correct. Don Wilson was in the month of December. He likes to do Red Willow County's audits at that point in time so he can be closer to home for the holidays, and certainly appreciate that. We did have one issue that he called us on last year, and that was the fact that we had went over our fund balance in the self-insurance fund. Obviously, some issues arose that caused that, and certainly we had to write a response back to him just stating that we would definitely monitor that closer to make sure that that would not be a repeat in the future. So we did sign off on that letter and good to go.
And Sheriff Alan Conchmar and Dee Shields, jail administrator, presenting bids for the video security system.
Yes, last July, August, when we were working on budgets, Alan Kochwire and Dee Schultz was in talking about some issues in the jail that were going to have to be addressed. It's obviously, as you stated, video security system. Yesterday, Alan was unable to attend, so Dee was with us there. She'd actually was trying to acquire 3 different quotes. At the last minute, Trevor Taylor from Video Kingdom just said, look, Dee, I can't provide you one. It's just not going to work out. So she ended up with 2 different ones. They were from Accurate Controls, a company out of Wisconsin, who currently provides the system we're using. And another one was Control Masters out of Omaha. In the end, I'm not going to actually make any statements as far as the bid amounts that she had, because they obviously come in over our bid limits, which in our case for the county government is $50,000. Anything over and above that, you have to have competitive bidding. So certainly just told Dee, you know, sorry, we need to follow procedures and certainly need to go back and advertise and put this out for actual bids. So this will be an item that obviously comes up again here in the very near future, because this equipment is getting to the point where it needs to be replaced so that they can certainly monitor the facility the way it should be. So once again, an item that will be back on our agenda in the near future.
Had a number of kind of appointments, reappointments for your consent agenda as well.
Yeah, we had a lot of things on the consent agenda yesterday. Obviously, item one, approving minutes from previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meetings, was an item we pulled, and Kayla Richards and myself had to act on that separately. Obviously, Randy Dean was not able to vote on approving those, being they did consist of the prior meeting that he was not a part of there. The second item, approved accounts payable claims. They come in at $147,290.83. Third item, Fair Board had a surplus Snapper UTV. They wanted to declare surplus property so that they can properly advertise and sell that, so we approved that. Item number four was approved changes to pledge securities for county treasurer, just showing where the money's invested. This was dated 1-4 of 2021. The next item was reappoint two members to the Veterans Service Board. This was Brock Rogers and Heath Hamilton. Both those terms would expire June 30th of 2025. The Fair Board also had reappointments, Garrett Rippon, Joe Teeter, Deb Cordy. We reappointed those to the Redwell County Fair Board, terms to expire December 31st of 2023. Next, reappointments to the Extension Board, reappointing Stacy Blomstead, Lauren Miller, Kay Altmer, Tammy Solomon, and Robert Tigner. Those terms would expire December 31st of 2023. The next item then was a couple reappointments to the Redwell County Health Board. There we had Jana Kamak and Darren Slegeman. Jana Kamak's term would expire April 30th of 2023. Darren's would expire July 31st of 2023. Next then was some Zoning Board of Adjustment reappointments. Lee Hoyt, his term would expire April 30th of 2023. Mike Allen, April 30th of 2022. And then also appointing Beth O'Day, and that term would run through January 31st of 2023. So a lot of different just housekeeping matters. The clerk was going through and seeing that several of these different boards had all these reappointments, and we needed to address those. So just took care of all that business yesterday there.
Clerk of District Court's monthly revenue report, another one.
Yeah, we passed that around for review. That obviously is a monthly report that we receive from Lori O'Day each and every month from the District Court's office. And then wrapping it up, we did briefly discuss this last week, but a correspondence item we did receive officially, file Sue Wesch, Redwell County Treasurer's resignation letter. Her resignation will be effective February 15th of 2021. Obviously, just stating that, you know, she felt it was the right time for her to retire and move on and try to enjoy life the best you can. Certainly, there are some health concerns there, and they want to move closer to Lincoln and be around their children, so can certainly respect that. And we will now be getting ready to get some advertisements out to advertise for a new Redwell County treasurer.
Man, I thought it'd give her a week, she'd change her mind.
Well, we could only hope, but obviously that didn't happen. Certainly she had her mind made up, and, you know, it doesn't seem that long ago when we went through this process when Marlene Garcia retired. So the county board will obviously be accepting applications and doing some interviews here in the very near future, as we will definitely want to get somebody on board as soon as possible.
This was a monster meeting, wasn't it?
It was. Actually went a little after 11 o'clock yesterday, so definitely earned our keep. But there will obviously not be a meeting next Monday, January 18th, due to Martin Luther King Day. Courthouse will be closed there. So we'll wrap up the month of January with the final meeting on the 25th then. So,
Yep. No meeting next week, but on the 25th, that'll do it for the month of January. And 2 weeks, you might have another one like this, huh?
Yeah, I'm afraid there's no doubt we'll have a lot of motor vehicle exemption applications again, wrapping up that final meeting of the month. So I would certainly expect another busy meeting anyway. So.